As I said earlier on at the beginning of this service, the conversation we'll be having tonight is called Paid in Full, the Role of Mothers or Motherhood in Our Lives. As I was inspired to write this down, as we approach Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, let us not forget the important role of Mary, Mother of Jesus. If you are in this physical body, that means a woman gave birth to you. That means you and I, we have a mother. It does not matter whether you as a female choose to have a child or children. The fact is, we all have mothers. Even those who will claim they are adopted, they were given birth too. Lucky for them, they have two mothers. If we are humans, whether you like your mother or not, whether you get along with her or not, she is the doorway through which we were admitted into the human race. May God bless all our mothers, whether they are here now or they have passed on. May they live in the eternal peace and joy of God. We thank them for their sacrifices and their love. It is easy to forget. Some of us don't even think about it. But the fact is, our mothers are our first karma. Why do we say that? Because we lived in the vibration of our energy field. For 9 months, that's the first place we know joy, peace, when that soul is coming in. Whatever was happening to the mother while we were in the womb, we feel it. When the mother is happy, the vibration stays there. When the mother is sad, whatever it is, the story we talk about tonight, we illustrate that. Now, I know a lot of us, we've always thought that karma is punishment. No, karma is not. It's educational. Karma is about balance. That's why they say cause and effect. Mother Mary was perfectly chosen to birth Jesus. Her purity became a strong foundation for the work Jesus was sent to do. So is our mothers. Like we've heard before, nothing happened in happenstance. Nothing just happened for the random thing, just like that. We are souls. We chose our mothers and our fathers and our families. And there's a good reason for that. Like Yogananda said, the soul does not choose the parents by chance, it chooses it by divine precision because they carry the lessons we are here to learn, to heal, to grow and prosper. The key there is about healing. Because there are certain things we do not know about ourselves, the hidden faults in us. Our mothers may reflect that. We may judge them. We may throw tantrums at them. Because there are people who say, I can't stand my mother. They do not understand that the mother is the divine mirror for them to see about themselves. Our mothers are not perfect. That is part of the karmic thing that we need to learn so that we can heal and grow and prosper. So we would like to know why, do you like to know why your soul chose her? And how this ancient bond shapes our destiny, even till today. I've heard some people say, I will never be like my mother. I will never be like my father. Oh, what the joy of, like, wow, the joy of ignorance is really there. Yet they continue to repeat the things they swore not to be like. It is better for us if we pay attention to these things and reflect deeply on them as we ask for help to transform them. Yogananda also said, the soul attracts to itself those conditions necessary for its spiritual evolution, in order for us to grow. Even the pain we inherited carries purpose. That's why when we don't see something coming, it could be illness, it could be breakdown of relationship, it could be financial issues and all of that. It's not about punishment, it's about balance. It brings something that is hidden that we need to heal, something that we need to be empowered by, so that we know we are not a doormat to those things. Those things happen when we face challenges. It exists so that we can transform it through awareness, compassion, and forgiveness. That is why we should stop judging ourselves or others. Rather, we should show empathy to you, even your own weaknesses and shortcomings, and consciously do your best to change. Instead of saying, why am I like this? Why is the world like this? So, have we ever wondered? Because I did. Like, why was I born to my mother? Especially if spirit allows me to see the struggles of my own mom. And I'm thinking, well, I'll prefer this one. Why are we born to our mothers rather than to someone else? Smile of all these souls in this vast universe, huh? Why did our journey begin in our womb? Through our hands, through her lessons. Where Elizabeth, God bless her, who gave birth to John the Baptist, could have given birth to Jesus. Why was it Mother Mary that was chosen? There were other mothers. As Paramahansa Yogananda said, before birth, the soul chooses its mother not by chance, but by karma. The vibration of your mother's energy perfectly matches the lesson your soul came to learn in this life. Let me repeat that. Before birth, the soul chooses its mother not by chance, but by karma. The vibration of your mother's energy perfectly matches the lesson your soul came to learn in this life. Her love, her silence, even her mistakes, because we're not perfect. They are not random. They are reflections of what your spirit came to heal and understand. Because why would the divine, remember, it's divine precision, they choose that. Why would they put you in something that is not beneficial to the soul? It never happened. Maybe humans would do it, but not with the divine ways. Even the challenges we face. So our mother's energy perfectly matches the lesson we as a soul came to learn in this life. The love she gives us, the silence, the prayer she offers us when she doesn't know where to turn to. Lord, don't take my child away. Please heal my mother, heal my child, heal my son, heal my daughter. Sometimes fathers are doing something else, but the mother is always there. And fathers can play the same role too. Let's not get that wrong. Because also whatever we need to learn and heal, our father also reflects that. So our mother may be our comfort. And for some, it may be their greatest challenge. Either way, she was our first teacher, teaching us about love, patience, and forgiveness. And that's why, once I was awoken, like, oh. Today I sit and my mother, Mom, I love you, but I'm sorry all those things I put you through, or the judgments I had about you. Oh, how wish I can retrace that and erase it. But I still tell her. I know you love me because the love doesn't end just because you left your body. So don't forget me here. Whatever role you can play to make my life easier, you played it while you were here. Why will you know? Now you are free. Don't forget me. And some will not do that because they didn't have that rapport with their mom. It's their greatest challenge. But whatever they accuse the mother of, It is a hidden thing in them that they need to transform. Whatever you don't like about someone, that's why they say, that's your mirror. You need to look inside. That's why they say, if you are pointing one finger at somebody, the four fingers are being pointed at you. And so in relationships too. You have a boyfriend, you have a husband, you have some. There are always a mirror of us. Things we need to change, things we need to. That's why they said, do not judge, do not condemn. Have empathy and stop judging yourself. So our mother is our first teacher, teaching us about love, patience, and forgiveness. And when we begin to see her not as a person, but as a divine mirror, then something changes within us. The pain that we feel for those who are condemning their mother, the pain we feel that, oh, I wish my mother has been this, and the pain starts to turn into wisdom. And then we will not say, why am I like this? Why was I born to this one? She doesn't love me. She doesn't care anything about me. And then we will not judge her. We will be appreciative. Because now she's pointed us to the way. When we say we don't want to be like someone, yeah, it may be true. But without them being like that, how will you know you don't want to be like that? And then we make the conscious effort. If we have an abusive father or mother or something like that, we make the conscious effort not to abuse our own offsprings. Then, shouldn't we be grateful to them for showing us that way? Same thing in relationship. If your boyfriend, your husband, your lover, whatever it is acting in a way that, you know, is destructive to you, is harmful to you, and all of that, then you resolve, okay, I'm not going to follow this way. And it makes us to go into that introspection. What is it in me that makes these things to happen like this? The universe is not corrupt. The universe serves everyone equally. So our mothers help us to consciously do our best to change. That's why the foundation that the Mother Mary laid down for the work of Jesus Christ. We must never forget that. She lived in that purity. Because it could have gone the other way. Who knows if people silently accuse her of, she slept around. Even though that wasn't the case. And so as we think of Christmas, the birth of Christ tomorrow, let us give thanks to our mothers who gave birth to us, who in their own way, according to the karmic lesson we need to learn, reflect that Christ consciousness. Because what was Jesus all about anyway? Jesus represents pure love. That is why Mother Mary was chosen to be the carrier of that pure love. It was that foundation. And that pure love, that is the foundation of all beings of the world, of which you and I are part of that. That pure love is what the universe expects from you and I. We, the immortal soul, fully submerged in love, not in weaknesses, not in our shortcomings. We are the infinite ray of divine light and wisdom. And it started in the womb of our mother. May God continue to bless our mothers wherever they are. And may God bless Mother Mary abundantly. Now here's the story to end tonight's talk. One day, a little boy came up to his mother who was working in the kitchen. She was fixing supper. The boy had a little paper and he had been writing on it. He handed that paper to his mother. After the mother was done with work, she read it. This is what it said. For cutting the grass, $5. For cleaning up my room this week, $1. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my kid brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the garbage, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For cleaning up and raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. His mother looked at him, then she picked up a pen and turned over the paper which the boy had written on. And then she wrote, "For the 9 months I carried you, while you were growing inside me, no charge. For all the nights that I have sat up with you, doctored and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears that you've caused through the years, no charge. For all the nights filled with dread and for the worries I knew were ahead, no charge. For the toys, food, clothes, and even wiping your nose, no charge. When you add it up, the cost of my love is no charge." When the boy finished reading what his mother had written, there were big tears in his eyes because he realized. And he looked straight up to his mother and said, "Mom, I love you." And then he took the pen and in great big letter he wrote on paper, "Paid in full." And that's what our attitude should be whenever we remember our mothers. Whenever we celebrate Christ, because he paid it in full. But he needed Mother Mary to be here. And God bless Mother Mary and all mothers. We thank God that through God's mercy and grace, all our shenanigans, all desires and all of that have been wiped clean. Paid in full. May we live in that joy of the oneness, free from karma forever and ever. Amen.